This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lima's been fighting it out with people on social media. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. See, I just can't agree with anybody. Like Carl says, Linick on Twitter, Abdul Carter doesn't need to lead the team. He just needs to lead the defense. Sanders needs to lead the team. If Sanders is a bust, we are back at square one again. All caps. Carter is a slam dunk in his position. Is Sanders one? I don't think that Carter is a slam dunk.
I don't think so either.
Two.
Where did this become that he's Miles Garrett was a slam dunk.
Yes.
Where did it become that he turned into Miles Garrett?
I don't know.
Because his tape does not look like...
Because I think people are trying to talk themselves out of quarterback to that level.
Yeah, well, Abdul Carter's tape is not Miles Garrett's tape.
This is something, whoever they get, if they did take Abdul Carter, sir, you need to help lead the team. You absolutely need to help lead the team. That, I don't mean to get mad at Carl about this. If you said it, I would get mad and animated at you. We tried to do that with Miles. Miles only recently tried to be a leader. It didn't work. It didn't work. Now, I will defend Miles about a lot of things. I will never defend him being a leader. He wasn't a leader when he started with this team, and you know that. You know it. And only over the last few years, because I think he started to see like, oh boy, we better get things going here. I'm going to end up like Joe. Then he all of a sudden tried to start being a leader. He ain't been no leader. No, if you get Abdul Carter or you get Mason Graham or you get any one of these other guys here, you get a Will Campbell, I want leadership on the team because that's part of the reason why you've sucked up the room for 25 years. Because we can go, no, you don't need to be a leader.
Kenny,
you don't need to be a leader. We'll take our time with you. You need to lead.
And who are your leaders right now? They're all going to be gone in 2 years.
I'm sorry.
Miles is going to be gone. Batonio's going to be gone. Wyatt Teller is going to be gone. Nick Chubb is going to be gone. And he does by example. All of your leaders are going to be gone. Denzel Ward might be the only one left. And who knows how long of a career Denzel is going to have. So, yeah, if you get taken number two overall in the NFL, you are a leader.
Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. Go ask anybody in Philly about leadership on the defense. Anybody. You need to, and the guys on offense, you had Lane Johnson there who's dealt with some stuff, but obviously has been a leader. And Jason Kelce has been one of the policemen in that locker room up until his retirement a couple years ago. Tell me about leadership in positions that aren't quarterback. You need other people to be a leader. I love Miles, and it kills me that he's going to probably be gone at the end of this year, at the end of this offseason. But damn. If that's one thing I can be critical of, that's one thing I'm going to be critical of. But whoever they take, whoever walks across that stage, whether it be a quarterback or Abdul Carter, buddy, you better be ready to lead. Not just on defense, not just doing your job. It's got to be a different day in Berea, Ohio. Now, one thing I do agree with, or the one thing I don't think bothers a lot of Browns fans or shouldn't bother a lot of Browns fans. Carl says, sorry to yell at Carl, sorry to get so mad. I just get worked up about the leadership thing. He says, if Sanders is a bust, we're back at square one again.
I feel like we're there right now.
Where you had said,
sorry.
You had replied, If they take Carter and go 4-13, and then you put in parentheses, Miles did go 0-16. That's right. They're back at square one also. If you're back at square one and they're that bad and he's already a bust, I don't. That's not going to bother me. But the thing is you have to know as soon as possible. One of the knocks that I would have on taking Shedeur Sanders, and this is timing. If you don't have, you got to make sure. It's almost the Johnny scenario. He has to flame out so quickly. Like, if Josh Rosen showed anything at Arizona, they might have just kept Josh Rosen and let Kyler Murray, traded away the first pick. But Josh Rosen was so defunct with that organization. Steve Keim, I know Steve Keim's had personal problems, so I'm not going to try to rip him. Mm-hmm. Steve Keim made a bad decision. They made bad decisions. They took Kyler Murray. He's just a bad situation all the way around. And now they've tried to take Kyler Murray, and we've seen the fruits and the results of that happening. It's been a little bit of a mixed bag over there. Whatever. He's a very good Call of Duty player. He's a pretty decent quarterback. See how that goes. He would have to prove that he is just an out-and-out disaster this year for them to go, okay, we got to take a quarterback. If you think he's going to be an out-and-out disaster this year, then don't take him.
Right. Well, yeah.
But I think that what a lot of people are afraid of, this is the true fear. I keep using afraid, but I have to. I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid you take him and he's just meh. And then I have every reason to not take a quarterback next year. Because that is what looks like a better draft class. I can't deny the class. I won't deny the class.
Think about it. If it blows up and it's terrible and Shedeur just looks like he's not ready or not good, I mean, you're getting a new GM and a new coach anyway, and what are they going to do? They're not going to just take the Browns job and say they're married to Shedeur Sanders. No, they're going to take a quarterback.
No, well, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, they will. They're not going to stick with Shedeur Sanders when, especially if it really blows up and they have the worst record in the NFL.
Oh, no. You have to blow. It would have to be blown up. But you said yourself. I mean, if they get to 8 wins, you could still fire everybody.
Yeah.
So if they get to 8 wins, and then they're in the middle of the draft. They're drafting what?
Sure.
Where's Indianapolis drafting? 14th?
Sure.
14th, 13th, somewhere in there, 12th?
But I'm guessing if they're there, they're going to probably think, man, Shedeur's got a chance here.
So if you have these guys, if you have a middle-of-the-road draft next year, you're going to have to trade away assets to go to the top, to go to the tippy top, to go get those guys. You're going to have to do it. And I don't think that anybody really wants to do that, and I don't think a new general manager is going to really want to do that. So now you're passing the buck on another year with Shedeur Sanders, and then I'm going against one of my own principles. And I've said I hate putting a quarterback against a coach or with a coach that already has the clock ticking on him. They did it in Chicago. We've done it. We did it with Hugh Jackson and Baker Mayfield. But again, they just did it in Chicago with Caleb Williams and Matt Eberflus. Who had any faith in Matt Eberflus? And we're outsiders. How many people on the outside, and this is the weird thing, how many people on the outside have a lot of faith in Kevin Stefanski? I think there's more faith in Kevin Stefanski outside of Cleveland than there is in Cleveland. But if I were to ask the general fan on the street, if I were to walk down Prospect, well, today's not a good day because it's 1 degree outside. But if I were to walk down Prospect on a decent day and say, do you have faith in the Browns head coach? I'd be willing to say 7 out of 10 say no. So if I can't get the most of them, I have to take that into consideration. I don't want to put a rookie quarterback in a bad spot with a desperate team and have to put him in spots that I don't think that he can function in. Or I worry that he can't function in. Because then I'm just passing it along. And then another general manager has to take on this albatross that he doesn't want to take on. So this is not just cut and dry. And again, your attitude bothers me. It's not just cut and dry on this is the guy, you got to take him just because he's the guy, he's the quarterback.
But I'll just maintain, we'll get to the calls here. I just maintain that if you take Shedeur Sanders and it doesn't work out, I don't think they're screwed. I don't think that ends the organization for five.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
5 years. I think that's thinking from 10 years ago that I think it's pretty clear the NFL, it's not really how it operates. We saw San Francisco with Trey Lance. We've seen teams take quarterbacks and then pivot pretty quickly. It can happen. You just have to have the willingness to do so.
Would they have pivoted that quickly if they wouldn't have taken Brock Purdy? If Brock Purdy wouldn't end up being as good as Brock Purdy's been? I mean, Brock Purdy hasn't been God's gift, but he's been very good.
I think he would have gotten another shot, yeah.
Okay.
Had they not stumbled into Purdy.
Because people call us Trey Lance, and I go, guys, you can watch him. Like, the Cowboys had some hype video going on, and it was like of their quarterbacks throwing. And it's like, you can see he does not move off whoever he's going to throw to. He has selected one man and one man only. And it was on the Cowboys' own website last year. And you and I were watching it during one of the breaks. You might not remember this. And go, he has not grown at all in 3 years in the NFL. Like Dak, you saw Dak. Boom, 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 boom. Corner, end zone, touchdown. It's in shorts and t-shirts. Sure. Cooper Rush, same thing. Trey Locked. I'm like, you can't do anything with that guy. And the Cowboys staff knew that. That's why Cooper Rush was playing over him. Would they have given him another shot? Yeah, but man, it makes me wonder, like, why did you even take him in the first place? Wasn't he doing the same stuff in college? If he's just locking on to guys? 216-474-0092. He put him right at the top of the list. All right, here, I'm going to take this call here. Carl in Akron. Carl, I'm sorry for yelling. Don't cuss me.
I'm sorry.
When you said the leadership thing, I saw red. I apologize.
That's okay. Listen, name a team that has had a subpar quarterback take them to the promised land with a defensive player that led the team. Maybe that was the wrong way to say it, but I think you understand what I mean.
I mean, a lot of people argued about Joe Flacco and the Ravens when they went to the Super Bowl with Ray Lewis. The first time they won the Super Bowl was with Trent Dilfer. Was that before Ray Lewis, or that was with Ray Lewis there too? Okay,
yeah, that was.
So it did work. It did work twice. I don't think that that's the exception. I don't think that that's the rule.
Okay, I will say this though. Shedeur Sanders, I do not think, is the answer. He might be a quarterback that prospers in the NFL with the right, being able to sit and be able to learn, you know, hold a clipboard for a while. But to throw him in here, I don't think that's the answer. My gut sticks with Abdul Carter. That's my gut. I don't think that there is a quarterback in this particular draft that speaks necessarily to me that says this person is the answer, especially with the way the Browns do things. They're not a team that's going to have this particular quarterback that's drafted hold a clipboard like they should and learn. It's just not going to happen. You bring a Kirk Cousins in here, that's fine. But is that, you know, a type caliber type quarterback? I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm sorry, that quarterback that we draft is going to be thrown to the wolves sooner than later. It's just not going to happen. I don't think this is the place for Cam Ward or for Shedeur Sanders.
But can we find ourselves in a spot where, like, say, like Jerod Mayo is a bit of a mess, but people look at the Patriots and they say, gosh, there's gold in them, their hills. And Drake
well,
May,
what the
he
Patriots
didn't start
are doing, Ken. Are they throwing him to the wolves? No.
No, they didn't. Wait, so are you convinced that Shedeur Sanders would have to start week one? Is that
no.
what you're saying to me? Okay.
No, what I'm saying is okay, real quick, because I know.
Both know that will become a fight. If they were to get Kirk Cousins and then Shedeur Sanders, we will take calls to kingdom come during training camp that Shedeur should just be the starter.
Oh, my gosh. If they brought Kirk Cousins in here and they drafted Shedeur Sanders and turned around and said there's going to be a quarterback war, come on.
I know.
That's ridiculous. But we know the Browns, and I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, Carl, I'll say that, and again, just I love you, and thank you very much for the call, and thank you for not yelling at me. I'm sorry to yell. Just you got to expect, if you take anybody, you have to expect leadership there. They have to. Somebody, if you're taken that highly by a franchise, damn it, you have to be a part of the heart and soul. This team lacks identity.
Especially at number two.
Yes, it lacks identity. If you take Abdul Carter number two, damn it, he better be a leader. He better be starting to hold everybody accountable. He went after the guy who was trying to tow his car away for whatever reason. He should be ready to go after anybody in that locker room. I mean, I'm dead serious. Yeah, I'm dead serious. You look at the Eagles. I mean, Howie Roseman, we can give Howie Roseman all the credit we can in the world. He drafts grown men. He can then take some risks on guys because then he has guys who can police the locker room. And you know what? They turn those guys into leaders. The guys that sometimes like, there's a question here. They turn those guys into leaders because they've seen from the veterans what they can and what they can't do. Damn it, I hate to put it like this. This is what you get with the Steelers. This is why the Steelers are not a doormat team. And they frustrate their own fans because there is a standard. And so their bottom is 9 wins. Our bottom is number 2 overall. The Titans' bottom, number 1 overall. When you lack leadership, that's going to happen. When you lack a direction, that's going to happen. You saw, what was their record with Vrabel? How bad did it ever get? Was it 5 or 6?
Yeah.
So you're holding that thing together with
they had
bad
all those
trades.
Injuries.
You're holding that thing together with bad trades, bad ownership, bad general manager, the injuries there, and then you see when you really lose all that leadership, the bottom really comes out. And then A. Brown, who can be a with Nick Sirianni, hey, we can kind of calm things down. Why? Because you got enforcers in your locker room. So whoever you get, and I go not attacking Carl, you have to have leadership out of them, And I don't know if Abdul Carter is that. I'm not saying he's not. I don't know that much yet.
And just who's left right now?
Yeah.
Think about all the veterans that aren't going to be here in the next 2 years.
Yeah. And again, I love them.
They're going to phase out. They're one of the oldest teams in the league with their starting lineup last year. I think they might have been the oldest. They are going to totally pivot from that now.
Because
it doesn't make any sense to be old, expensive, and bad. You got to start going in a different direction.
Any one of them players who got my cell phone number over the last 8 years and who text me, they will tell you, well, they won't tell you, they will tell me to a man, they know I'm right. I'm right about that. You can accuse Myles Garrett of being a Hall of Famer on the first bout. You can accuse him of being a good person. You can accuse him of being a tremendous talent. You can accuse him of being a game wrecker. I can't accuse him of being a heart and soul leader. He has been 1 foot in and 1 foot out of that. And that is, whether he wants to admit it or not, that's part of the problem. That's been part of the problem. Because if you're going to, if we're going to have Mary Kay stories about it's either him or me, buddy, you better take the keys to the franchise and be that leader.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.